House of Representatives to narrowly approve a $95 billion budget reconciliation package containing $12 billion in emergency agricultural assistance, specialty crop recovery beyond the grain belt. The funding addresses acute natural disasters. Despite strong backing from the American Farm Bureau Federation and House Agriculture Committee leaders, the reconciliation package faces severe headwinds in the upper chamber. We have to work on year-round E15. And we have to work on helping farmers deal with catastrophic natural disasters like the wildfires in California, the freeze in Florida, Uten said. America's farm families are staring down the barrel of a deepening economic crisis, prompting the U.S. House of Representatives to narrowly approve a $95 billion budget reconciliation package containing $12 billion in emergency agricultural assistance. The legislation, passed on a 216-214 party-line vote, now heads to a deeply divided Senate where its future remains perilous. For Midwest producers and specialty crop growers alike, the stakes could not be higher as the farm economy faces what agricultural leaders warn is its sixth consecutive year of mounting pressure, with cumulative uncovered farm losses soaring past $80 billion nationwide since 2023. The proposed $12 billion injection bolstered by an administration supplemental request aims to serve as a critical bridge. Row crop relief, corn, soybean, and wheat producers across the heartland continue to battle razor-thin margins, and the costs for fertilizer, fuel, and seed remain stubbornly elevated, with USDA projections indicating that total production costs will climb to record highs in 2027. The proposed aid provides essential cash flow support to help grain farmers weather high input volatility, specialty crop recovery beyond the grain belt. The funding addresses acute natural disasters. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins testified that specialty crop growers in regions like the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Pacific Northwest, and Florida sustained devastating freeze losses this winter, while plains producers continue recovering from catastrophic wildfires. The aid package explicitly carves out resources to help these vital sectors recover from weather anomalies that threaten perishable harvests. Market analysts are urging producers to keep a close eye on global energy markets as geopolitical tensions ripple through farm country. The disruption of key shipping lanes, such as the closure and volatility surrounding the Strait of Hormuz, has sent fertilizer and fuel prices surging, squeezing margins even further. To combat these pressures, industry experts emphasize the urgent need to advance domestic energy solutions, specifically year-round sales of E15. While the House has already passed standalone legislation authorizing nationwide E15 sales, the measure remains stalled in the Senate. Farm and biofuel groups argue that expanding access to higher ethanol fuel blends provides a twofold benefit. It offers consumers relief at the pump amid rising gasoline prices and bolsters domestic demand for corn. Despite strong backing from the American Farm Bureau Federation and House Agriculture Committee leaders, the reconciliation package faces severe headwinds in the upper chamber. Senate fiscal hawks have raised concerns over deficit spending, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune has signaled that the measure faces an uphill battle without major modifications as lawmakers race toward a September 30 government funding deadline and an upcoming August recess. John Newton, Vice President of Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau Federation, emphasized that ongoing financial pressures place a tremendous strain on farm families, underscoring the urgent need for congressional action. We've been in communications with the Senate. They know how important additional farm aid is. I believe Senator Boozman and Senator Hoeven, their goal is to increase that number above the $12 billion that the House passed this week. We also have to work on a farm bill. We have to work on year-round E15. And we have to work on helping farmers deal with catastrophic natural disasters like the wildfires in California, the freeze in Florida, Newton said.